Welcome back, everybody, to Amud Yomi. Today, we are starting a new Masech, the Masech HaShabbos, and we are going to be doing Daf Beis Amud Aleph in Masech HaShabbos. We are going to be doing the Mishnah. Now, just a little bit of background on Masech HaShabbos. So, obviously, in Masech HaShabbos, we are going to be learning about Hilchos Shabbos, and this is such a crucial part of our lives. We know that Shabbos comes up each and every week, and it's so crucial that we know what to do in order to know the Halachos and how we can best observe Shabbos. From the introduction to the Mishnah Bura, where it talks about Hilchos Shabbos, he talks about how crucial it is if we really want to fulfill Shabbos in the correct way. We really need to know the halachos. We're not just supposed to sit in our rooms and not move and not eat and not anything. No, we're supposed to learn Hilchos Bishul and figure out how are we supposed to cook, learn Hilchos Bor, how are we supposed to separate, and again, going all throughout Shabbos, trying to understand the halachos. So we are going to spend a lot of time in the halachos of Shabbos, and we know there are 39 melachos of Shabbos based on the Mishkan. This is all going to be explained to us in a Mishnah Daf Ayin Gimel. But we are going to spend a lot of time, at least in the beginning, talking about the malacha of Hotzah. This is the malacha where you are going from Rishus to Rishus on Shabbos, where you're going from a Rishus Harabim to Rishus Hayachid, or even four Amos within a Rishus Harabim, or Rishus Hayachid to Rishus Harabim. We're going to speak a lot about those details. Baruch Hashem, for us, it's not necessarily always so relevant, because we have Erevin, and we have things which we are going to discuss again, how that works and how exactly that gets us out of Hotzah. But certainly, certain times, sometimes people are in situations where there is no Erev, and you find yourself with something in your pocket, or whatever it may be. So these halachos are somewhat relevant, no matter where we find ourselves. So the Mishnah is going to focus on Hotzah. Now, in order to properly understand our Mishnah, we need to understand a few different things. Number one, in order to be fully chayav on Shabbos, you need to do the Akira and the Hanacha. Akira means picking it up, and Hanacha means putting it down. The full melacha is putting it up, picking it up, and putting it down. You need to do that in order to be chayav. If you only do half of the melacha, then you would not be chayav, because you need to do the entire melacha in order to be chayav. Now, also, when it comes to Shabbos, there are three levels. There is chayav, which means you are chayav midoraisa. There is pater, which generally throughout Hilchos Shabbos means pater aval usser. So even though it's pater on a deoraisa level, you're still chayav midorabanan. We listen to the rabbis, which means that we are not allowed to be doing it. So there's chayav, which is midoraisa. There's pater, which is pater aval usser. And then there is mutter, which is something which is mutter. So we're going to have to go in through that lens and try to figure out where everything falls into place. Now, there are some exceptions to pater, where pater might actually mean fully mutter, like in our first Mishnah. It might mean fully mutter, but even there, Rashi's going to tell us that it's not l'chalchigo, because we don't want to get in the habit of doing this type of thing, but we need that type of background in order to properly understand our Mishnah. So now, says the first Mishnah in Shabbos, and that's all we are going to do today, because it takes up the whole Amud. Yitzias HaShabbos, so when we are transferring things on Shabbos, going from Rishus to Rishus, so Shtayim Shehein Arba Mifnim, Ushtayim Shehein Arba Bachutz. So there are two types of things which are usher, which are really four in reality, when we're dealing with talking about standing inside a Rishus HaYachid, Ushtayim Shehein Arba Bachutz, and there are two things which are in reality really four Yisurim, when we're talking about someone standing in a Rishus HaRabim and transferring in that situation. What this means is that there are two sets of Dine De'oraisa, so there's two Isurim, but then we have an additional two Isurim De'rabanan, so really it's two Isurim, which are truly four Isurim, so that's how we know that this is Shtayin Shehein Arba. So what's this talking about? So Ketzad, what's the case? So He'ani Omid Bachotzu Balabayis Bifnim. So let's say we have a situation where a poor person is coming outside, and you have the Balabayis inside the house. So you have someone outside the house, you have someone inside the house, and it is Shabbos. Now, why giving us the example of He'ani? It could really be anyone. Why is the Mishnah telling us about a poor person? So the Bartanura over there explains, you might think, if I'm doing a mitzvah of tzedakah, there's not going to be anything usher. What does that mean? It's going to be usher, I'm giving tzedakah? No, mitzvah ba'avera is a thing. You're not allowed to go and justify doing an avera just because you're doing a mitzvah. But I heard a different explanation, which is also really nice, which is that the Mishnah specifically wanted to start out when it comes to Shabbos in terms of an ani, in terms of a poor person, because both giving tzedakah and Shabbos are the same basic yisod, which is that we understand and acknowledge that Hashem runs the world. Just like Hashem runs the world because Hashem worked for 6 days and rested on the seventh, so that's why we have Shabbos. So too, when it comes to tzedakah, Hashem gives us everything that we have and gives us the responsibility to go ahead and give tzedakah. And we saw this at the end of Maseches Brachos, and over and over and over again, we see that Hashem runs the world. So either way, the case is He'ani Omid Bachutz Baal Abayis Bifnim. So the poor person is standing outside in the Rishus HaRabim, and the Baal Abayis, the person who is the householder, he is standing inside in the Rishus HaYachim. So Pashat He'ani Es Yadol Bifnim. So if the poor man extends his hand inside the house, v'nasan l'silk yado shel ba'al ba'is, and he picks something up from the ba'al ba'is's house. Oche natal mitocha v'hotzi, or he took an object from the ba'al ha'ba'is and brought it outside, meaning he did the entire action of akira and hanacha. Either he reached in and brought it out, or he started from outside and put something in. He'ani chayev v'ba'al ha'ba'is pater. In that situation, the poor man is going to be chayev mideoraisa because he did the entire melacha, and the ba'al ha'ba'is, he didn't do anything, so he is going to be pater. Next case, Pashat Ba'al Ba'is Yadu Lachutz. Let's say the household guy, the owner of the house, put his hand outside. V'nasan L'soch Yadu Shel Ani. So he picked something up from the inside of his house and put his hand outside and put it into the hand of the poor person. Osha Natal Mitocha V'Hichnes. Or he took the object from the poor person, meaning he reached outside and brought something in. So Ba'al Ba'is Chayev V'Ani Patur. So in this situation, the Ba'al Ba'is is going to be Chayev because he did the entire act, the Akira and the Hanacha. And the ani, the poor person, is going to be patur because he did not do anything. Now, what are the other cases, the secondary cases, right? We said shtayim shehein arba, so we just saw the two deoraisa cases. What's the shtehein arba? So pashar ani es yado lifnim. So if the poor man extends his hand inside the house, v'nata ba'al ha'bayis mitocha, and the ba'al ha'bayis took the object from him. So the poor person did the akira, he lifted the thing up, and the ba'al ha'bayis did the hanacha, oshanasan l'socha v'hotzi, or if the opposite case, the ba'al ha'bayis put the object into the poor man's hand, so therefore you have the ba'al ha'bayis doing the akira and the poor man doing the hanacha. Shnei and Peturim, they are both going to be putter. Here it means putter and mutter, because neither of them did any melacha. Rashi points out over here that still lechatchila you shouldn't do this, because then you're going to get into the habit of doing things which are aser, and it's going to be bad. Now, pasha ba'al ha'bayis is yadu lachot, so a different type of case is where the ba'al ha'bayis put his hand outside, and the poor person took the object from him, or if the poor person put his hand inside, and the ba'al ha'bayis brought the object in. So again, shneim peturim, because neither of them did the akira and the hanacha. So in order to be chayiv, you need to have the akira and the hanacha, you need to be doing the full melacha. Next time we are going to go into much more detail into what these halachos are all about. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.